Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to train and ride the reinback. Now, the reinback is an exercise that is often problematic for riders. Yet it's a very useful one to teach your horse, especially if you have gates to open whilst you're hacking out. Now, before attempting to teach your horse to reinback, it's important that you understand what you are aiming to achieve, especially if you intend to ride this exercise in a dressage test, because it is a tricky exercise that can be a real mark loser when it's not ridden well. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover the benefits of the reinback, the qualities of a correct reinback, how to teach the reinback, and of course, how to ride the reinback and the aids for this movement. So with all of that to get through, let's get started by first answering the question of why reinback? Well, aside from the obvious reason of needing to perform the reinback during a competition, this movement actually offers many other benefits. Now, firstly, the reinback encourages the horse to take more weight onto his hindquarters, therefore promoting collection and lightening the forehand, making it an ideal exercise for horses that tend to lean on the contact. Now, secondly, the reinback is ideal for rebalancing a horse that gets a little too onward bound, as well as helping to promote attentiveness and obedience to the aids. Thirdly, the reinback helps to develop the horse's longitudinal suppleness, which is suppleness over the horse's back, as well as suppleness of the hind leg joints. And lastly, the reinback helps to identify if the horse is truly working through his back and between the leg, seat and rein aids correctly. Because if he is not, then a correct, calm and straight reinback will not be possible. Okay, so now we know the benefits of this movement and why we want to be able to ride it, let's now move on to talk about the qualities of a correct reinback. Because there's more to the reinback than simply reversing the horse backwards. And in order for this training exercise to be beneficial, and also for it to be awarded top marks in a dressage test, it must possess the following qualities. So firstly, when asked to rein back, the horse should go straight into the rearward movement and he should not step forwards first. The horse's legs should step clearly backwards in diagonal pairs and the rein back should have a two-beat rhythm and no moment of suspension. Now, each pair of legs should be raised and returned to the ground alternately and not dragged through the surface. And each diagonal pair step should cover a fair distance and be of equal length. And the horse should be seen to actively bend and flex the hind leg joints. Now, the reinback should also be straight, and the horse should move rearward on one track. And during a competition, the reinback should be performed for the correct number of steps or the correct distance as specified by the test sheet. Now, throughout the movement, the horse should remain on the bit with the poll as the highest point, so he shouldn't drop his head down or curl up behind the bit. And the horse should stay relaxed and calm during the reinback. There should be no resistance to the contact, and the horse shouldn't rush backwards or lose rhythm. And finally, when the horse is asked to move forward, he should do so willingly. Now, if you can tick all of those boxes, then you've got a very good reinback and you should be awarded with a very good score. So now we know the qualities of a correct reinback and we know what it is that we want the horse to do and we know what defines this movement. Is the horse walking backward? So have a little think about that, because the reinback is often described as the horse being required to walk backward. However, if you want to get technical, that description is not correct. Because as mentioned, the reinback requires the horse's legs to step backward in diagonal pairs and in a 2-beat rhythm. Now, if we look at the walk has a 4-beat rhythm, and the sequence of footfalls for the walk is outside hind, outside fore, inside hind, and inside fore, which is clearly not diagonal pairs. So as you can see, the reinback is nothing like the walk. However, during the trot, the horse's legs do move in a 2-beat rhythm. It has diagonal pairs with a moment of suspension between them. So if anything, the reinback is actually most like the trot. However, because the reinback does not have a moment of suspension, you could also describe the reinback as a pace of its own. Okay, so now that we know everything there is to know about the reinback, let's now move on to talk about how to teach your horse to do it. So before embarking on teaching the reinback, it's first important to realise that this movement requires a lot of trust from the horse. Because due to the horse being a flight animal, nature has conditioned him to go forwards rather than backward, simply because he's faster and more capable in drive mode than in reverse mode. So when it comes to starting this movement, be prepared to have lots of patience and to take your time. Although some horses do learn this exercise quite quickly, others may find it not so easy. So let's start by talking about the prerequisites. Because in order to teach the reinback successfully, you need to have the following 3 prerequisites in place first. So the first prerequisite is the ability to ride a straight and a square halt. So if the halt is crooked, then the reinback is going to be crooked too. Therefore, it's very important that before riding the reinback, you can execute a straight and square halt. If the horse is trailing a hind leg at the start, then he won't be able to keep his balance and he won't be able to step back in clear diagonal pairs. So in essence, you'll be encouraging the horse to rein back incorrectly. So the halt is very important. Now, prerequisite number 2 is you must have the ability to maintain mental and physical relaxation within the horse. Because a horse that is not relaxed, both mentally and physically, will be more likely to rush backwards, to drag his feet through the surface as opposed to clearly lifting them, and is also more likely to show a resistance to the contact. Now, the reinback is only an effective exercise if it is ridden calmly and correctly. Therefore, if the horse becomes tense or stressed during training, then it's best to just simply abandon the exercise to prevent the horse from frightening himself or getting injured. So relaxation is very important. And then the final prerequisite that you need, number 3, is an acceptance of a correct elastic contact. Because in order to rein back correctly, you must have first established a genuine contact with the horse. So if the contact has been established by the rider holding the horse's head in place with the reins, then the horse is more likely to hollow through his back, to throw his head up in the air, or to curl up behind the bit when he is asked to rein back. Instead, the contact should have been created by the horse stretching into the bit and creating a connection with the end of the reins of his own accord. Now, if you need any help with any of those prerequisites, so a good halt, relaxation, or a correct contact, then just go to our website, howtodressage.com. Search for this article of how to rein back, and within the prerequisites section, you will find links to relevant articles that will help you achieve them. But it's very important that you have them in place before you attempt this movement. But assuming that you do have those in place, we're now going to move on to the steps on how to teach the rein back. And we've broken it down into two simple steps. So step number one is teaching the rein back from the ground. Because one of the best places to start teaching your horse how to rein back is from the ground. This is often one of the easiest places to start, and it offers the most easiest and logical progression. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your horse into the arena wearing either his usual single bit bridle or a head collar and a lead rope. You're then going to walk your horse around the outside track with you positioned on the inside of the arena. And then you're going to ask your horse to halt square, parallel to the fence or the arena boundary. Now the fence line will help you to keep the horse straight during the rein back. You're then going to turn to face your horse's shoulders and you're going to place one hand on his chest. And you're going to push him back firmly, whilst at the same time taking a positive step towards his hind quarters and using a voice command, such as back up. You can use whatever word or phrase that you like, but just make sure that you keep using the same one so that it is consistent. So you're going to push the horse backwards and ask him to back up. And then after the horse has taken two or three steps backward, you're going to praise him so that he knows that he got it right, and then you're going to walk him forwards again. Now you're going to repeat this exercise a few times on both reins, whilst at all times making sure to keep the horse calm, to keep him relaxed, and to keep him backing up in a straight line. Now with practice, your horse will start to step backward just from your voice command, and the pressure that you need to physically push him backwards on his chest will become less and less and less. And when you get to this point, you can then move on to step two, which is teaching your horse to rein back under saddle. So once your horse understands the verbal command to step backward, and is proficient with the exercise on the ground, you can then begin to teach him under saddle. Now, in the early days of his lessons, it's also useful to have a helper on the ground. And the helper's job is to do exactly what it is that you did when you were training your horse from the ground. So your helper is going to stand at your horse's shoulders. They are going to place a hand on your horse's chest, and they are going to push him backwards, whilst at the same time you are going to apply the aids for the rein back, as well as using your voice aids. Now all of these together will help the penny drop for the horse. And once the horse understands the aids for the rein back, you can then remove the help of your assistant, and then you can slowly phase out the use of your voice. Okay, so that's the process of how you go about teaching the rein back. You start on the ground, and then once your horse is comfortable with that, you then move on to training it under saddle, again with a helper on the ground, repeating what it is that you did when you were on the ground. And then over time, you can remove the helper, and then you can remove your voice aids. But now let's actually go through the steps on riding the rein back and the aids that you need to use when you are in the saddle. So contrary to the name rein back, this movement should be ridden more from the seat and the legs than from the reins. That is very important. So here are the aids and the steps. So step number one is you're going to first ride a straight and square halt alongside the fence. Again, the fence line will help you to keep the horse straight during the reinback. And you're going to make sure that the horse is relaxed, that he's immobile, and that he is accepting an elastic contact. And then you can move on to step two, which is where you're going to move both of your legs slightly behind the girth, and you're going to lighten both of your seat bones. And this effectively opens the back door for the horse. And then step three is you're going to ask the horse to start stepping backward by simultaneously closing the front door by squeezing your legs firmly whilst they are both slightly behind the girth and keeping your contact firm but elastic. Now, an important note here is that the reins should not be used to drag the horse backwards or even to ask the horse to move backwards. The only job of the reins is to prevent the horse from moving forwards. The backwards motion comes from you lightening your seat bones, bringing both your legs slightly behind the girth and squeezing. The reins are only there to stop your horse from moving forwards. Now, as the horse begins to step backwards, you then need to soften your contact and relax your leg. And this prevents the horse from rushing backwards. And also, this removal of pressure also serves as a reward for the horse to tell him that he has answered your aids correctly. Now, during the movement, allow the horse to take his time and to think about where he is placing the legs. If you try to hurry the horse in the reinback, this will only lead to mistakes and tension. So allow him to take his time. And then we can move on to step four, which is, in theory, your horse should keep stepping backwards until you then close the back door. So in order for you to close the back door, you're going to sit deeper again onto both of your seat bones and move your legs back into their original position. Now you can then apply the aids to ask the horse to move forwards again. Now moving forwards out of the reinback is extremely important because you don't want the horse to associate the reinback with a backward thought. And in a dressage test, the judge will want to see your horse stepping forwards and smartly out of an obedient, correct reinback in order for them to give you a really high mark. So just as important is that the horse travels well backwards, he must then go forwards willingly out of the movement. And that about wraps up how to ride a reinback. So to summarise this podcast episode, the reinback is a difficult movement and it requires a lot of trust from the horse. So be patient and take the time to ensure that your preparation work is securely in place before attempting to teach your horse the reinback from the saddle. Now, although stepping backward seems like an easy thing to do, it's actually quite a strenuous exercise for the horse because it requires him to take more weight onto his hindquarters. So don't ask for too many steps to begin with and don't overdo the exercise. And at all stages of the training, keep your focus on the horse's relaxation and on his straightness. Now, if you can maintain both of those qualities, then more than likely, you should be able to execute a good reinback. And for our final tip, don't be tempted to repeat the exercise too many times, because the last thing that you want is for your horse to anticipate the reinback and to step backwards every time you ride a halt. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, and also our brand new online course, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.